dinner at the lake.
Man, I'm starved.
Farson announced as he reached for another helping of berries, but Mibby pulled them away.
Since Mibs over here is getting all selfish, have you got anything to eat, holy man?
Farson grinned to Omro.
I do have something, but I think we should all contribute what little we have.
Omro pulled out a large piece of bread, condensed for substance while traveling. It has good nutritional value, but it's hard and bland. But the 7-inch wedge, with its edges burnt black, and its deep brown root cellar-like scent, appealed to all three of them right now, three stomachs churning with desire. I have a few berries left, most having disappeared down this Farson cat's belly without him happening to ask me if he may have them. Mib said jokingly, but his anger showed through.
I ain't got nothing. If I did, I'd put it on the table. Well, anyway, let's eat.
Farson reached for a berry.
Wait a minute, man. Omro faces Farson with a calm, detached, but amused face. I smell thunder jerky on you.
I forgot I had that on me. Farson seems put out as he brings the yellow bird from his pocket. This bird was struck by lightning as it sat on a tree branch, cooked and transformed into jerky. Thunder jerky. These electrically prepared meals are sometimes found after a storm. The bird smells savory on the table next to the berries and bread. Okay, now, before we go eating high speed gets the most style, let's divide everything up equally so no one gets less than any other. Mibby nods his head in agreement, but Farson protests they are trying to cheat him out of his fair share. Finally, it is agreed on, and the small meals are divided equally. Omro reaches into his pocket. He pulls out a small, bright green bottle. It is the length of his thumb, very fancy looking.
This is elven wine, Omro tells them.
He pours each one a single drop. The green drop in each cup gives off a robust, fruity scent.
What the fuck is this shit? You think we can catch a buzz off a raindrop there, holy man?
Farson asks in outrage.
This is elven wine,
Omro repeats.
Do you know the properties of liquors made by elves?
I guess not, there, Saint,
Farson said, glancing at Mibby, who seems completely absorbed by the drop. He is sniffing the bowl of the cup to savor that fruity essence.
How do you drink this stuff? Just tip it back, he asks.
No. It is very strongly concentrated. You fill your cup with clear, cold lake water from the pitcher, and it will mix itself.
Mibby poured his cup full, and the drop expands into a beautiful green-shaded wine. He sips it. Sweet, so fruity and pungent, like sucking the juice out of the fruits of Eden.
If you want to knock it up a notch, just drop one of your myrtle berries into the drink.
Farson drops a merple berry into the green wine. The wine froths and turns white and milky. Then it recedes, and the berry is completely dissolved. Strong berry odor, savory. Farson drinks half the cup down and licks his lips.
Holy fucking hell, that's a good drink!
He says in joy. They all drop berries into their wine and savor the flavor. The fruit of Eden. Elven wine.